y'all talking about today?
Whatever the fuck we want to talk about today. What do you want to talk about today?
Me?
Yeah.
She goes, me?
Me?
Like, you? Who, me?
Hold on.
Wow, this is leaves everywhere.
Dude, it's fucking... My tree up there is ridiculous. It's not even halfway dropped yet.
I know.
Big ass tree. I've thought about bringing out the other one, because this one's getting tough to use.
The other,
grinder.
Grinder?
Yeah, because I have...
You gotta clean that one. That one needs to be soaked in some alcohol.
It's never getting clean.
Do you ever clean them?
No.
Never ever?
No.
Well, it's working, so you need to clean it.
Huh?
You say they never lock up on you?
No, because I do it. They used to. I used to, like, because when I first started smoking weed again, back in when I got my card, so 2008, 2009, I was using an American. I bought a $50 American grinder, and it would always clog up, and I'd always have to fix it and clean it. And then I learned that if I do it like this,
instead of doing it sideways,
I don't get any of the, because my weed's so. My weed has, well, I don't want to say my weed, but the weed that goes through my grinders is very sticky, so all that shit will fall and just be on that side and stick up and goop up and just piss me off, because then it won't, and you're like, my other one I have at the warehouse at work is, it's got so much goop on the top part of it. Like right there?
Yeah.
That it sits kind of like this.
Wow.
It sits all. Yeah, but it still works perfect. Like you can put at least 3 grams in there still. No, probably 2.5, because it's not as big as this one. This one takes about 3 grams to 8 grams. Actually, I put a quarter in this, if not more.
Really?
Yeah, ground up a quarter. Just drop the outside a little bit. Oh, boy.
SEC.
That was a little preemie. It was a little preemie.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, this is the last of these last two runs are the last of the actual. This one here actually had light, like the lights were on still. They were in flower when I figured the lights out. They were 20 days in when I figured the lights out. Yeah. So the ones that are coming down that just came down. We're 10 days in when I figured the lights out.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, gotcha. They were in that 10-day period, so yeah. They were a little... So, then the ones that are coming behind that are all a little short, because when I put them in, I had to put them in around the outside instead of their normal spot, which is directly under
the light. Yeah.
So they're on the outside getting splashes of light instead of getting as much light as I could get them in that given moment. And... You can tell that the first not having light on them for the first 10 days
made a difference.
It makes a difference. Like, they're short as shit. So, it's going to take a minute for. I'm coming. Hold on. She wants back in already.
Yeah.
That's a woman's brain.
Well.
What do you want? You want
in your chair? So, it'll be two more cycles. And then. We're
back to.
We should be back to a pretty normal 7 to 8.
Yeah.
Per plant, give or take, depending on how well I can control the mildew, because it's definitely a control issue more than anything else. Because I can't get rid of it. I can't stop. I have to put too much effort into. How are you doing?
I left my phone in the other room.
Uh oh.
So let me get it real quick.
Good television.
The cat was in there.
Yeah, the cat was locked in the room.
That's funny. Was he whining?
No.
Little devil.
One, she was on the cat running. Was Naya. On the outside. Yeah, Naya was on the outside going, oh, what are you doing here? She's just at the door. Uh-huh. What are you doing? We tried to shoo her away, she wouldn't go, and finally she went. Uh-huh. And I opened the door and we were smoking.
That's why she was shooing. She was standing there.
Yep. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, my uncle listened to our last talk and how we got into the Christian thing, kind of my beliefs on the whole religion. He's huge in the Odin and all that kind of.
In the what?
The Odin.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff. Yeah. That, I don't really know the whole mythology. I don't, again,
You talking about Vikings?
Yeah, right. Stuff like that. I don't know. Right. I don't. It could be
Valhalla.
Now, wasn't that more like the Greek gods and all that?
No,
that was Zeus.
No, okay. Totally different.
Zeus was.
This is Valhalla.
Yeah.
Valhalla.
It's yeah, like
Thor, Loki.
Yeah,
all of those okay. shit.
Odin.
You know the Viking beliefs. It, you know, that's what it's based on, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really looked into it. Once I found Buddhism, all the other ones just, you know.
What band? It's a band that does their songs about that. I can't remember who it was now. They do songs about Valhalla and the, you know,
the Viking
belief in religion. I guess it's more, probably more like a way of life than a religion, I guess.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, I guess so. I mean, he obviously, you know, has a normal, like, life, has a job and all that stuff. He doesn't fucking do crazy shit as far as... Big weed smoker, though.
Like, good.
Yeah, I guess that's where I get it from.
Yeah.
I always wondered, because my dad's such an anti-weed person, such a conservative.
Your dad's never smoked weed?
No, he has.
Well, he's tried it before.
My stepmom told me he did. Now, I remember when she... Because she used to get weed off me when I was selling it back in the 90s. You know, late 90s. If my dad would have found out, he would have gone to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. He would have had somehow had me thrown in fucking jail. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was his stupid-ass wife that was buying it off me. It's my fault I sold it to her.
Yeah, of course you. Of course it is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one sucking his dick, so
right.
I'm not
you're not sleeping with him.
Yeah, I'm not the one that gets out of
the You're office. Not the ones that making him happy.
Making the little fella happy.
I'm sorry. I saw him. I grew up with the motherfucker. He was not happy. That dude was trying to find happiness in everything he did. Like, it's... I know where I get my materialism from. It's from him and, like, my grandfather.
Well, do you ever talk to your dad?
No, not anymore.
You would call him and say, Dad, how you doing?
Why would I? My dad...
Why wouldn't you?
Because he forgot my fucking birthday 6 years in a row. Never sent me one message. It's like after a while. And then you go to the house, you're 28 years old, something like that. You feel like everyone in the world's abandoning you. And then you go to the house and you see in your parents' house, for one, there's no gifts for you at Christmas.
Oh.
The kids, your fucking stepsister's kids, have at least $500 worth of gifts.
Okay.
But they couldn't get you $20. No, I'm sorry, they did. They got me a gift card, a $20 gift card. Okay. Rephrase that. So, yes, let me go back. But it was more telling to the fact that there was Corvettes and horses and pictures of those little kids all over the house.
You know, I don't want you to take this wrong.
You mean vacations and...
No. Pictures of the kid, my stepsister's kid.
Okay. I don't want you to get this wrong, but I think you should contact your father. You should try to have a relationship with him.
It's I don't too think late he's ready that. Yet.
It's not too late. Is
no,
he
he's
dead?
Not ready.
No, there's no point. The guy's made his fucking choice. Back when I was 17, 18 years old, he told us, me specifically, I'm sure he told everyone else in the family too, you make me make a choice, I'm going to choose her. He chose her. That's his life. He gets his life now. This is what you get. You get to go live in fucking Burton Flint, some shithole house you have to live in now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing much better, so it's not like... I mean, I'm doing all right. I'm happy. But I don't know if he's... He may be happy. Who knows? But he made his fucking choice to
How
say...
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got one brother that left my... Because I had a brother that died when I was young. And I have two real sisters and a stepsister.
Now, do they have a relationship with your dad?
Everyone has a mediocre relationship with my father. My brother's relationship with my father is very distant, but he still lets his kids see him because he has two kids now.
Gotcha.
So he still lets them see him, but they're always supervised. It's never overnight. Yeah. It's always, as far as I know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's, you know, it's not really. He knows what they're like. He knows who they are, and he doesn't want them to really influence who his kids are.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So. And they've not changed. My parents haven't changed really at all. My stepmom and my dad.
So when's the last time you had a conversation with your dad? That long?
Yeah. The last time I saw him.
Couple years?
The last time I saw him was in 2017, I think.
Okay.
No, it was 16. I think it was before. I don't know.
Just been a couple years.
It may have been before Trump got elected.
Okay.
Because I can't remember when the last. Yeah, he loves it up there. I can't remember when the last. My sister's little, like, because I saw him at my sister's. No, it had to be because Chelsea was with me.
So it was some event. Yeah, so that'd be since you've been with Chelsea. Yeah,
since I've been with Chelsea.
So that wasn't that long ago.
No,
there.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word to me. He sat across from me the whole time.
And didn't say one word to you?
No, I didn't say
anything. How you been doing?
Didn't even ask. Didn't care. His wife did. And then he did make sure he pointed out that he goes to fucking Braze on a regular, like, because he has.
Where's around the corner from you?
He doesn't want to stop in and say hello.
My father's never seen my house, but maybe one time in my life.
Okay.
Like, he's never been to my house.
He's just not interested.
Yeah, he's not. He does. He. I'm stupid and a pothead. You get what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't understand the reality of what life is. He thinks I'm a fucking pothead that just gets high and doesn't do shit.
I got you.
He doesn't see the
other side of life at all. He's a conservative, and if you don't do it his way, go fuck off. That's his mindset. Unless you're Rush Limbaugh or somebody that he is influenced by, he doesn't trust your opinion and he doesn't give a shit what you say. At least that's what it used to be. Here, you want paper? Here, ready? Roz. Good for keeping kitties occupied. So yeah, should I talk to him? Probably. My brothers told me I should talk to him, but it's one of those things where it's.
Well, is the next holiday to come up? Did you go to?
Well, my sister does a thing.
Just say how you been doing, Dad. See if see if he starts talking.
But I don't need it.
But don't you want it though?
No.
You don't want.
I know what his thoughts are.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm... I don't want to say I know what his thoughts are, because I don't. I don't know what my father's thoughts are. But I know what the... he's not changed. His reactions... My brother, because my brother still talks to him, so I still hear
things that are going on. Your brother. Yeah,
so okay. He's not changed in any way. So it's going to be 5 seconds into the conversation, he's going to bring up some stupid shit about Trump, and we're going to go into a fucking argument, and it never turns out to be like a civil argument.
Yeah.
Before Obama was even fucking elected, my father yelled at me because I thought about fucking healthcare being a socialist, because they said something about because this was in 08, so Obama hasn't been elected yet, the recession's about to happen.
Right.
All this shit's going on, and I'm like, they're talking about the car industries, because we live in
Michigan. Yeah, and they almost closed down the car industry.
So, I say something to the effect of, They're talking about in something, and I say, well, how are they going to compete with a company like, you know, from Japan and all these other countries where they pay for the fucking insurance? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of money they have to come up with for their current employees and their employees after the fact, after they leave. The ones that give them total loyalty, they still have to pay their insurance till they die, and if they're living to 90, that's 30 fucking years.
Yep.
Where Japan doesn't have to worry about that shit. Their employees just pay the taxes and get the insurance out of that. And it's like, before I could even get it out of my mouth, before I could get that civil conversation out of my mouth, he goes, "That's socialism!"
Oh.
And we're in a fucking restaurant.
Oh.
My brother's reception. Like, it's his, not his reception, sorry, it's his,
dinner rehearsal?
Yes.
Yeah.
At one of our restaurants in Holly that we've gone to since, you know, we moved in there. It's called Red Devil. It's, like, really good pizza. If you like New York style, you know, pizza, greasy.
Place to go.
Good crust. Yeah, okay. It's really good.
So you just don't want his negative in your life. And that's your choice.
I just don't need it.
No.
Because you're never going to listen to me and you're never going to change. And I'm not going to tell you 100 times that the reason why you're not happy is because you stayed with that cunt.
What sign are you?
Pisces.
What sign is your dad?
He's June 16th, so whatever that is. Gemini. I'm pretty sure he's a Gemini, because he said that to me one time. He goes, "You know what I am? I'm a Gemini." That's two fucking people.
Yep.
One that's really nice and one that'll fuck you. And he literally had it in my fucking face. Like I thought I was going to get punched in the fucking face.
Yeah,
sounds like your dad did not have respect for you.
No, I feel like my father... I feel like one of the things my father did, and again, I'm just going off of what I feel like, nothing to truth to it, was that I reminded him a lot about my mother. And also, he lost one son when he was in his 20s. Yeah. And then he just lost his wife in his 30s.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to lose. He was making sure I wasn't going to die. That's why I wasn't allowed to fucking go ride with... Like, I wasn't allowed to ride with my girlfriend. I used to sneak around the block. Like, I had a girlfriend in junior year. She had a car, and, like, her mom was gone, so she was living... So she was completely independent.
Yeah, she was on her own, doing her thing.
Yeah, so, like, I come up to get in the car, because my stepmom would wake up at, like, 10, but sometimes she would get up right around... Just, like, I didn't trust her not to get up and check on me. You know, to make sure I wasn't riding with my girlfriend, because they knew she had a car. So I'd walk around the block, go to the fucking, because there was a dental office on the other block, go stand up, sit in the parking lot, wait for her to pick my ass up.
Uh-huh.
And luckily, every once in a while, there's flowers, so I was able to learn how to be romantic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I just walk by and pick a flower and give it to her. But it still was embarrassing, and she understood, but at the same time, it was like...
You felt like shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
man, you're degrading me.
I can't, but I can't ride. I can't do. That means I literally can't do anything.
He was
with
over,
my friends.
He was overprotective,
mm-hmm.
because what had happened in his life,
which makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he doesn't believe that. In his mind, he didn't do anything wrong. Which again, he didn't. He did the best he could. That's all I can say.
That's what was.
Yeah,
right.
And which is pretty normal for every parent. So I'm not mad at him for it.
Right.
But I'm also don't put myself in a situation where I deal with people who are not necessarily counter to me, because 00 is completely opposite of me when it comes to politics. And we argue all the fucking time.
You guys do?
Yeah, dude, it's a constant like fighting argument almost. But it's
get
not,
out of here.
We're not fighting.
It's just heated.
It just gets heated because he believes what he believes.
And you believe what you believe.
It pisses me off because I think he's an idiot for believing some of the shit he believes.
He probably feels the same way about you.
Exactly. So, but with my father, it's not like that. It's literally like...
He doesn't allow you to
and him and his father
opinion.
Were the same way. Because his father was a Democrat. Like, complete opposite, man. Believed in unions, the whole nine yards. He grew up in that shit. He was in the army.
Yeah.
He went to he lived his life as a fucking carpenter, which means he was part of that carpenter union.
Yeah.
So, like, that shit fucking made it so my father had a pretty fucking decent life.
Believe me, if it wasn't for unions...
I know, but then...
We wouldn't have a middle class in the United States.
And we don't, and why do we not have a middle class now? Because they used unions to... They also, because of unions, they used unions and show... The power that be have all the fucking channels. And when you have all the channels, you can control the narrative. And the narrative is, for most of the people that I know, outside of a few people that I hang out with personally, that unions are bad. They're the root of the evil because they're corrupt and they just fuck over companies.
Well, that's there might be some unions that were corrupt. All
they're
of them are perfect.
Yeah, they probably still are.
But... Beyond a doubt, a shadow of the doubt, if it wasn't for unions, believe me, this country would have went down the tubes long ago.
I agree with you.
Because the robber barons
mm-hmm.
were just fucking over
and
the working day people.
And they're back.
Yeah, they're back. You're
they're
right.
Back.
They are
they're
back.
Doing the same shit.
They are
it's
back.
Exactly the same as the fucking Gilded Age in the last century, if you think about it. Literally, a bunch of people are taking all the wealth from the country.
Yeah.
And then they're leaving everyone else to suffer. And then when everyone else gets to a point...
They're not sharing.
They're done suffering. When they realize that they shouldn't be suffering, they're going to fight back.
And
I think this time it's going to be a lot more bloodier than the last time.
And see, the rich people... When I say rich, I mean really rich people... Control the media. They control the media.
That's what I just said.
And so they...
Powers that be.
So that they demonize...
Your channel.
What?
Yeah, the rich are buying the news off here.
Yeah.
Truck.
If you control the media and you can spread whatever bullshit you want because you can say it over and over and over again, you're going to make people believe it, even if it's a lie.
I think our society would keep... I think the United States would actually work if we actually...
Hold up.
Got him.
All right. Yeah, where were we? Yeah, that got me.
I think
what was that?
If we... this is Deadhead. If we started investing more in fucking education, I think we would be better off.
Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna work. They don't want everybody educated.
I know they don't want everybody educated. That's they why want they don't educate. But
they want a bunch of dumb black people and a bunch of dumb hillbillies and a bunch of dumb Italians and a bunch of dumb Greeks, so they can control everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As they're doing. They're doing a good job, too. I see it, man. I see the difference between the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. It's like day and night, man. But you know what?
Even more.
But you know what? They even have better reign on the people today because of media.
No, because they've literally, if you watch it, the education system is literally from when you're
it's done.
It's completely dropped. So that's why they've gotten so much more control. Not only do they have the media, but they also dumbified the fucking society.
And see, it's like Trump. Trump must not, he must not have been a really good student. But when I was in school, do they have civics in school nowadays?
Yeah, they still do.
They still have civics?
I assume so.
Well, some people told me some schools don't have civics anymore.
Some schools might not.
Yeah. And
I
don't
know if they do.
It's like Trump, for instance. I don't think he ever studied civics in school.
He did. He paid more attention.
He doesn't know how the government operates. If you had civics, you know how the government operates.
He doesn't know.
He don't know jack.
He doesn't know any politics, really.
He don't know jack. That's one of the reason people voted for him. Because they thought,
he didn't know.
No. That's what you guys don't think. You guys are, no. The way he talks is done on purpose. It's to make it look like he doesn't know how to play the fucking game. But the dude's been playing the game since he was 12. His dad started the game.
Yeah, but see,
they've been controlling the government and doing what they want since the fucking 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. It's nothing new.
But their game is different.
Talk.
If you're
vagueness.
No, I can give you respect if you're legitimate.
But they're not.
But they're not.
I get that.
See, so that's why I have a problem with them. Because they're not legitimate.
But they set up the system so that illegitimate games can play on the same level as legitimate games.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is take someone to court. And if I have a bigger bankroll, or I have what people think is a bigger bankroll, a lawyer is going to, you know what I'm saying? And then if I win, because I supposedly was going to spend more money, I don't have to pay for it anyway. You do.
Yeah.
So the system's set up for Trump to win because people can't afford to keep up with him in the mindset of what they think he has. But the reality is his lawyers don't know. No one knows. They just, if he loses a case, they probably don't get paid and he finds another lawyer. I'm assuming that happens every single time they lose a case.
Well, he just didn't like paying people anyway.
Huh?
He didn't like paying people. People worked for him.
But he doesn't have to pay lawyers if the lawyers win the case, because then
the other people pay for
his counsel.
Yeah.
So my point is like he only fucks with lawyers that are either crooked in the mob, or he fucks with people he knows he can fuck over.
Right.
Which is everyone, because I don't think there's anybody on the planet he wouldn't fuck over, including his own family.
You're right.
If he could get Donald Trump Jr. to take the fall for everything,
he would do it.
Yes, he would.
So would he do with Ivanka? Well, maybe not Ivanka.
But see, then you got the Democrats. See, I'm fucked up with them, too. I'm not going to say they're just as bad, but they're bad, too. And I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
No, it's wired.
No, she's got the leaf.
Okay.
And the wire happens to be there.
Oh, okay.
They have to show me somebody to vote for. Well, so far, they're not showing me anybody to vote for.
The only one I would... I mean, I don't have a choice, but the one I would vote for right now is Bernie. And the main reason is because of the way he talks about weed.
Well,
classify it.
No, I would
classify 3, which changes everything. Which means that you don't have... We got denied in Detroit because we're 882 feet away from Detroit Mercy College. A fucking college.
880 feet?
Yes, it's a drug-free zone. Because it's a fucking... I don't understand.
It don't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
They're allowed to bring their doctors they're making doctors who literally prescribe the worst drugs on the planet.
It doesn't make sense, but you know.
You can fight it. That's their excuse. Waste your time.
But
that's their excuse.
It changes everything in the state world if it's not classified as classified 1.
So in other words, if you were 2 or 3, no, it wouldn't work either way because you got Mary Grove College there on the other side.
I don't think that one counts. They probably
wouldn't it count? It's a school.
It's not a Detroit. I don't know. Maybe they don't classify themselves as a drug-free zone.
No, it's a school. Again, all schools are drug-free zones.
I don't think
Detroit.
All colleges are.
Yes. All schools in Detroit are drug-free zones. Okay. All of them.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, you probably couldn't put anything there on 6 Mile until you got up to James Cousins or something, probably.
I mean, they're going to try to appeal it, but it's not going to work. But we can use Davison because there's nothing within 1,000 feet of Davison.
Yeah.
Which is way more traffic.
Well, Davison probably, with the proper security on the building, would probably be a better place. And the reason why I say that is because the amount of traffic.
Traffic and the parking lot is huge. It's humongous.
Yep.
So the only downfall is that's a one-way street right there. If that wasn't a one-way street going the wrong, like if it was going the one way, the other way, and you could get easy on and off of fucking Davison, it would make it a lot better. But you deal with what you got
to
deal
with. You have to go around the corner.
But my point is, though, is all these laws that are written in every state are written in a way that kind of like, it's still like, they're written in a way that still like plays to the dumbness of the fucking, the federal government. You know what I'm saying? None of them are, they're all written as if cannabis is literally cocaine, not cocaine, sorry, because cocaine is actually scheduled lower. It's easier to get cocaine in this country for scientific research than it is cannabis. But it's
research on cocaine in this country, yeah.
Heroin. Heroin's got classified in the same classes. So basically they wrote all these laws as if they were releasing heroin. You know what I'm saying? On the streets. But if it's a class 4, which it should be a class, I think there's 5 classes. It should be a class 5 because it can't kill anybody. So
I don't know. I give it a couple more years and that's going to be done.
Well, again, if Bernie gets elected, the first thing he does is declassify it. Once he declassifies it, then it brings it on the ballot. Then it starts getting into the senators because the senators can't talk about it. Every time they do, all anybody has to do is go, it's class 1, dude. Why are you talking about it? There's no point. There's no medicinal. We don't think it's worth anything. It's class 1.
So they need to change that. Change class.
Yeah, that's why Trump and his bullshit, I'm gonna legalize it, is full of shit. Because if he was, he'd fucking declassify it.
Those Republicans aren't gonna do that.
No.
Not yet.
They make too much money off. They're
making too much money off Big Pharma.
The criminal justice system.
And the criminal justice system. And Big Pharma.
That's why they got that stupid private jail swab from State Boys now.
Yeah, private jails and all that kind of shit.
They still want to put you in jail.
But see, that's not going to be... The swab ain't going to work on medical marijuana patients. If you got a medical marijuana card, that's null and void.
True, but it's irrelevant if you're someone that's, you know what I'm saying, like, not... That's they still want to put people in jail.
Oh, yeah.
One of the ways they put them in jail is for driving, even though you're
driving intoxicated. Without a doubt.
Not that little thing.
So all people
I think I just knocked the hot out of it.
So all people got to do
is... That wasn't a bad one. We'll
don't smoke in the car.
Yeah, okay.
And you're good.
Yeah, don't. Be smart.
Right now. I was... Yeah, that'd be smart.
Be not smart. Just, or go to a different state. Because you can smoke in... I think it's... The guy... I went to Washington... This guy that I played disc golf with at Worlds a couple of years ago from Washington told me that that's how they smoke. They literally are allowed to sit in a parking lot
and smoke.
And smoke in their car.
Yeah.
As long as the car's not running or moving. That's it.
But see, here is